Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 17th. You'll be interested to know, 122 years ago, today in 1903, Wilbur and Orgo Reich made the first controlled, sustained-powered flight near Kitty Hawk, lifting their machine into the air and traveling a short distance under pilot control. That breakthrough demonstrated that human heavier-than-air flight was achievable and set the foundation for modern aviation, inspiring innovations in transportation, engineering, and global connectivity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 feet. Conditions remain consistent through the morning, with light sideshore winds shifting to offshore by 9 a.m. By noon, expect waves to build slightly to 2+ feet as the wind turns onshore at 4 miles per hour. The tide is coming in, so keep an eye on those changes. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 6-foot high tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 8 seconds. And the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 6 feet at 7 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide just before 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves at 2 to 3 feet on Thursday, offering a smooth ride throughout the day. Friday holds steady at 2 to 3 feet, maintaining favorable conditions with light winds. However, Saturday sees a drop to 1 to 2 feet, becoming fair and choppy as winds pick up, making it the least favorable day of the period. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 57 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:47, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be sunny with a high near 72 and a north wind around 5 miles per hour. Friday into Sunday will trend slightly cooler with highs near 70 on Friday and near 66 Saturday and Sunday, with mostly clear to partly sunny days and patchy fog overnight Friday and Saturday into Sunday, and lows around 55 to 57. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a significant move, Morgan Stanley Real Estate Investing has acquired a stunning 143,060 square foot Amazon distribution center near LAX for $211 million, marking the largest industrial deal of the year in Greater Los Angeles. The facility, built earlier this year, is strategically located amidst several private long-term parking structures serving Los Angeles International Airport. With industrial vacancy at historic lows and demand for modern logistics facilities soaring, institutional investors are capturing about 1/3 of LA industrial acquisitions, according to CoStar. This acquisition underscores the continuing trend of investing in critical infrastructure for the evolving economy, as stated by Will Millam, head of U.S. investments at Morgan Stanley. Now on to sports. The NFL playoff bracket is going to have fewer familiar faces this season. Thanks to the Kansas City Chiefs' loss to the Los Angeles Chargers, they have been eliminated from playoff contention. For the first time since the 1998 campaign, the postseason will not feature either Peyton Manning, Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes? While Manning and Brady are retired, Mahomes has kept the streak alive in recent years. However, this season has been different, with the Chiefs struggling to a 6-win and 8-loss record. Mahomes' injury adds uncertainty to at least part of his 2026 campaign. In local sports, the Florida Panthers will host the Kings tonight at 4. This matchup comes after Sam Reinhart scored 2 goals in the Panthers' recent 5-2 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Florida holds a record of 10 wins, 6 losses, and 2 overtime losses at home, while Los Angeles is 10 wins, 3 losses, and 5 overtime losses in road games. The Kings are unbeaten in 10 games when scoring 3 or more goals. Adrian Kempe leads Los Angeles with 11 goals and 17 assists. In top news, there will be, no doubt, many occupations that we cannot even imagine today. But here are 4 that seem possible. Artificial intelligence technology is going to transform how we live and work in ways we cannot begin to imagine today. While it may make some jobs obsolete, it will also create whole new jobs centered on the technology and its advances. One potential role is the AI explainer, an expert who translates complex AI concepts into plain language. Another is the AI chooser, who helps companies select appropriate AI systems for various tasks. Auditors and cleaners will address bias in AI decisions, while trainers will use AI to tailor employee education. These jobs are just the beginning, as AI will create countless new roles and opportunities. In business news, stock futures slid as traders absorbed shaky U.S. economic data. The S&P 500 futures decreased by 0.2%. NASDAQ 100 futures fell by 0.3%, while futures tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 79 points. Or roughly 0.2%. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its November job report, showing the economy shed 105,000 jobs in October. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, its highest since September 2021. However, 64,000 jobs were added in November, surpassing the Dow Jones estimate of 45,000. Bob Elliott, CEO of Unlimited Funds, stated, "This is probably not the time to be bulked up on stocks." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to just over $87,000. Ethereum is unchanged at about $2,900. And XRP is up 3% to $1.92. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Robinhood is making its biggest bet yet on the convergence of artificial intelligence and prediction markets, unveiling an AI-powered investing assistant and sports trading tools. CEO Vlad Tenev stated, "Robinhood is ushering in a new era in which AI and prediction markets will come together to change the future of finance and news." Since the prediction markets feature launched, more than 1 million customers have traded 11 billion contracts. Customers asked for more, prompting an emphasis on prediction markets in the announcement. The hub will allow dollar-based trading and thousands of live events across various sectors, Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Robinhood is also launching Cortex, an on-platform AI assistant to chat through trading ideas. And in entertainment news, the Prime Video adaptation of the beloved post-apocalyptic video game, Fallout, premieres its second season this week. This season, it leaves behind California for New Vegas, featuring new monsters and villains, but the same trio of protagonists. Walton Goggins returns as the ghoul who grapples with his identity while searching for his family. Lucy, played by Ella Purnell, faces challenges in her quest to find her abducted father. With weekly episodes, viewers will have nearly 2 months to engage with the evolving narrative. As the season unfolds, pressing questions surrounding corporate conspiracies and character motivations emerge. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and aviation pioneer, Wilbur Wright. And he said, "It is possible to fly without motors, but not without knowledge and skill." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.